Bedarim Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2-3, and the Mishnah gives another example of a chumra that applies to nedarim that does not apply to shvuos. So the Mishnah says, Yesh neder besoch neder, ve'ein shvuah besoch shvuah. There's a possibility of constructing a neder, which is like a neder on top of a neder, like a double-decker neder. Ve'ein shvuah besoch shvuah, but there's no such way to do that with a shvuah. Ketzad, how could that be? So to understand this Mishnah, you have to understand that there's a principle in the Torah called a person can become a nazir, and nazirus is a person who accepts upon himself to not consume products from a grapevine, nor become exposed to the tumah from a dead body, nor cut his hair. Now, the pasuk refers to being lindor neder nazir, to accept upon himself a neder of being a nazir, and therefore the nazir is considered. The acceptance of becoming a nazir is considered to be some sort of subset of nedarim. And when one accepts upon himself to become a nazir, if he doesn't specify the amount of time that he's undertaking that commitment, so then the default is 30 days. And that being the case, says the Mishnah, if a person says, Amar hareni nazir im ochal, if a person says, I commit to being a nazir if I eat that piece of bread. And then he says a second time, Hareini Nazir Yemochal. Again, he makes a second commitment. So it's on top of the first, that he will go through the Nazir's process in the event that he eats that bread. And then Va'achal, then he eats that bread. So now he's on the hook, says the Mishnah, Chaya Vokal Achas Va'achas. For each and every time he said Hareini Nazir, he accepts upon himself to be a Nazir. Since he fulfilled the contingency, now he has to carry out those Nazir. So if he said it twice, he'll have to do two Nazir processes, including the 30 days, at the end of which each time there's this complicated Tahara purification procedure. It involves birds, involves oil, involves karbanos. He has to do the whole thing twice. Now the truth is that even if a person didn't say on condition that I eat, he just simply says, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, I accept to be a Nazir, then he repeats himself a second time. That would be enough to make him on the hook for two Nazirus pairs of 30 days each. However, the Mishnah wants a contrast. If a person says, Hareini Nazir im ochal, I'll become a Nazir if I eat, and he says that twice, that would make him on the hook for two Naziruses. Whereas if a person says, Shavuash lo ochal, I swear I won't eat, let's say that loaf of bread, and then he repeats himself a second time, Shavuash lo ochal, again he says, I take a Shavua, an oath that I will not eat, let's say the piece of bread, V'achal, and then he eats that piece of bread, Eino chayev ela achas, he's only on the hook for violating his shvuah one time, meaning he'll get lashes if he did it intentionally, he'll get bring a korban olav yored, that's variable offering, that did it b'shogeg, unintentionally. So that's the point of our Mishnah here. Now, I want to speak out a few points. The first is that, notwithstanding what this Mishnah says, which of course is true, it's focusing on the fact that technically Nazirus is a subcategory of Nadarim, but in general, if a person would structure his neder like a shvuah, it would only be binding once to commit him for once on the hook. So, for example, if a person said, that bread is forbidden to me like a korban two times, and then he eats it, he's certainly on the hook for one violation. Just if he says, I swear I won't eat that bread twice, then he only is on the hook one time. Okay. Now, an interesting point that the Bar Tanura brings up based on the Gemara is that when it comes to the Shvuah, of course a Shvuah is only going to make him on the hook one time. And the reason for that is because the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Hei Pasuk Dalet says when you take a Shvuah, it's lahara o lehetiv, for good or for bad or for good, meaning to do or not to do. So that's understood that a person can't take a Shvuah on something which he hasn't got the option to not or yes, do it. In other words, once I first say, I won't eat that bread, now I'm bound not to eat that bread, and I couldn't take a second shvuah to yes, eat that bread, because I already sworn not to eat it. That being the case, the second shvuah is not possible, because I'm not at my option to choose to yes or not to eat it. Therefore, a second shvuah would not be binding. And that's why he's on the hook for one shvuah. But, points of the Bar Tanura, based on the Gemara, that if a person would go to a Bezdin or a Chacham and do Hataris Nadarm or be Mater his Shvuah in the case of a Shvuah. So then, while it's true that he can be relieved of his obligation, if he did it twice, he took two Shvuahs back to back, like so then it's kind of like doing a double knot. And even if you undo one of the knots, the second knot is still there. It still devolves on him, which means if a person did a double shavua, although he's on the hook for one violation, if he does hatara, annulling the first of the shavuos, he's still not permitted to do whatever he swore not to do. He has to do hatara a second time. And in fact, if he took a triple-decker shavua, he swore three times not to do something, he'd have to do hataras, the matzah, the shavua, three separate times.